This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra today. He also inaugurated various fishery projects and distributed transponders and Kisan credit cards to fishermen. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways, and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Mr. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at the Vadhavan port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. It aims to establish a world-class maritime gateway that will boost the country's trade and economic growth by catering to large container vessels, offering deeper drafts and accommodating ultra-large cargo ships. Earlier addressing a special Global FinTech Fest, GFF, 2024 in Mumbai, Prime Minister Modi said that India's fintech sector is going to ease the lives of people globally. He noted that India's fintech adoption is unmatched in speed and scale, with half of the world's real-time digital transactions occurring in India. The Prime Minister remarked that fintech has played a significant role in democratizing financial services. He added that digital transactions have diminished the menace of the parallel economy and increased transparency in the banking system. Speaking on the occasion, Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, Shaktikant Das, opined that India now stands on the cusp of a transformation where technology will be the engine to meet the aspirations of every citizen. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharati College, University of Delhi, today. Mr. Dhankar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of a Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed on women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said that where women and girls do not feel safe, that society is not a civilized society. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren joined the BJP at a function at Dhurwa Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. Earlier, Champai Soren had said that he is joining the BJP to save the tribal identity and existence, which he said is at stake in the state's Santal Parganas region due to rampant infiltration from Bangladesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore beginning Tuesday. External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal told the media in New Delhi that Mr. Modi will visit Brunei Darussalam on the 3rd of next month at the invitation of Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah. Mr. Jaiswal said that this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to that country. He added that the visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Mr. Jaiswal further informed that in the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will reach Singapore on Wednesday at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbh and Telangana during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over parts of Gujarat and Vidarbh till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the deep depression formed over Kutch in Gujarat is moving westward. At Paralympic Games in Paris, India clinched 3 medals today, including a gold and 2 bronze. Avni Lekra clinched gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle SHA1 event with a games record tally of 249.7, while Mona Agarwal took the bronze with an aggregate of 228.7. Avni had scripted history at Tokyo Paralympics in 2020 as well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian shooter Avani Lekra on winning the coveted gold, and Mr. Modi also praised her dedication, which continues to make India proud. The Prime Minister also congratulated Indian shooter Mona Agarwal on winning the bronze medal in the R2 women's 10-meter air rifle event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.